Garmin drops the G3000 on the eve of NBAA. Honeywell merges synthetic vision with enhanced. And Cessna is happy with numbers on the CJ4. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, October 20th, 2009. NBAA 2009 opens in Orlando today, but one of the bigger manufacturer announcements just couldn't wait. Garmin sprung the news yesterday of its new G3000, a next-generation glass cockpit specifically for turbine aircraft. The 3000 makes use of touchscreen technology and more soft keys to reduce the button clutter, which is part of the G1000's learning curve. The screens are 14-inch with the same 16:9 aspect ratio found on HD TVs. You can find much more detail at aero-news.net and hear Garmin's Ben Kowalski discuss the design philosophy and goals behind the development of the G3000 in today's Aero News special feature. Much of the innovation in business jets seen at NBAA 2009 will involve avionics as airframe developers wait for the capital markets to return. Honeywell reports it is flight testing an improvement to the Primus Epic that merges SmartView synthetic vision with infrared camera input for a comprehensive head-down view of the environment outside a business jet. Honeywell VP Chad Kundriff calls the merging of synthetic and infrared the best of both worlds. Quote, "The systems complement each other, providing a greater margin of safety. SmartView is backed by a terrain and obstacle database proven with more than 600 million flight hours, while infrared provides the picture of the actual runway environment outside the cockpit windows," unquote. Honeywell says the system has the potential to lower minima and increase access to many destinations, avoiding the delays and costs of diversions. Cessna is leading off NBAA with an update on its Citation CJ4 program, which has now accumulated over 1,500 flight test hours. Program manager Norm Baker commented, quote, "We believe these performance increases will delight our customers as well as position the CJ4 in a class of its own," unquote. He's talking about a top speed of 452 knots, a range of 1,963 nautical miles with a crew of 2 and 5 passengers, and direct climb to flight level 450 of 28 minutes at max weight. The CJ4 is outfitted with Collins ProLine 21 avionics with all the goodies, new Williams FJ44-4A engines, and a cabin which can be configured with seating for up to 8. A belted, aft lavatory is standard. Cessna says customer deliveries could start as soon as the first half of next year. Up next on ANN, Jack Pelton says the signs of a turnaround are at hand. Winglet Technologies elliptical winglets are on 5 Citation 10s. And Colesman and Gulfstream celebrate their 500th enhanced vision installation. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin WAS Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 20th. I'm Paul Plagg. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton says he isn't ready to say an economic turnaround is underway, but signs are encouraging and it's more than just a feeling. Quote, "Financing is more readily available, used aircraft inventory is lowering, and prices for used aircraft have increased for the first time in several quarters. Average daily utilization figures for the Citation fleet have stopped dropping, and bookings for maintenance work are on the rise. Single-engine retail sales have been particularly strong in recent weeks, which is usually a forerunner for the rest of the product line," unquote. Cessna has responded by bringing its full Citation model line to NBAA for static display at Orlando Executive Airport. On Wednesday only, the forthcoming CJ4 will be there, and there are even a Grand Caravan and a turbocharged Corvallis on hand to demonstrate the depth of the product line. Cessna does not have an indoor booth at the convention center this year. Winglet Technology LLC and Cessna have begun installing what they're calling the world's fastest winglet for the world's fastest business jet. 5 retrofits on Citation 10s have been completed in Wichita, since an STC was received from the FAA back in June. Winglet technology has also received Canadian and Brazilian approval and is pursuing EASA and Australian approval now. The STC retrofit kit includes flight and operations manual supplements, along with an updated version of CessNav for customers who have purchased that subscription service from Cessna. Compared to traditional metal winglets, the elliptical winglet design is said to be structurally more efficient, lighter in weight, more damage-resistant, and have superior aerodynamic surface quality. Cessna is ramping up to make the retrofits available at all 9 of its company-owned service centers. The Citation 10 boasts a top speed of Mach 0.92, just below the speed of sound, and good enough to make it the world's fastest non-military aircraft. It's been just 8 years since the Colesman subsidiary of Elbit Systems of America collaborated with Gulfstream to certify the first enhanced forward vision system on a G5. Now, Elbit is celebrating 500 installations in Gulfstream aircraft. Elbit says there are now 464 Gulfstreams flying with its EVS-1 and 36 more with its EVS-2. The company also notes FedEx will install Colesman EFVS systems in all its aircraft. The company has dramatic side-by-side views of approaches in poor visibility, with and without the help from the infrared, in video form on its website, which makes its capability obvious. Under EASA rules, EFVS-equipped aircraft can now begin an approach if the actual visibility is one-third less than what's required for naked-eye approaches. In the U.S., aircraft can descend to 100 feet if the runway environment is visible through enhanced vision. Still ahead, you can now get an undergraduate major in UAS operations. Mexico wants to be known for production of more respectable weeds. And a Washington political commentator faces 20 years for his behavior on a Continental flight. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Paul Plack. So you ask, just how fast are unmanned aerial systems entering the aviation mainstream? Well, the University of North Dakota John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences says it has become the first educational institution in the U.S. to offer an undergraduate major in UAS operations. The school says the program addresses the increasing demand for qualified pilots and sensor operators in high-altitude, unmanned aircraft that are now flown remotely from the ground for both military and commercial use. UND Aerospace Dean Bruce Smith observes, quote, "Our program offers tremendous career opportunities to students who are passionate about aviation and aspire to push the envelope of innovation," unquote. The school is also active in developing the technology. UND has received more than $24 million in public and private funding since 2006 to research UAS performance data and issues such as how they can be integrated into existing traffic patterns and airspace used by commercial and general aviation aircraft. Mexico wants to be a key player in supplying the crops which will be used to make the jet biofuels of the future. ASA, the Airports and Auxiliary Services Agency, that's an arm of Mexico's Ministry of Communications and Transport, is teaming with Boeing and Honeywell UOP to identify, research, and further the development of a commercially viable market for Mexico-sourced sustainable aviation biofuels. Darren Morgan, Director of Biofuel Strategy for Boeing Commercial Airplanes, calls the collaboration the first of its kind. Quote, "Working together, we are assessing the potential for a large-scale production of aviation fuels made from sustainable biomass systems such as halophytes, algae, jatropha, castor, and other so-called next-generation biomass for energy systems," unquote. ASA Director General Gilberto Lopez Meyer explained his agency's goal. Quote, "ASA aims to be a catalyst to jumpstart the production of biojet fuels in Mexico, enabling our country to become a leader in the development and commercialization of aviation biofuels worldwide," unquote. And finally today, David Bass is in an embarrassing mess right now. Bass appears as a political analyst in Washington, D.C. area media. He's charged with interfering with a flight crew on a Continental flight between Houston and Reagan National, a charge which these days has terrorist-related overtones and could bring a prison term of 20 years. An FBI agent corroborated statements by the flight crew that Bass appeared drunk, climbed over another passenger to get to the overhead luggage bin, and made mean faces at the crew. They say he ignored instructions from the flight crew and repeatedly entered the aircraft galley. When the plane landed, Bass was questioned and charged. For his part, Bass says he was not drunk, but out of it due to the combination of three sleepless nights and an allergy medication. He says he remembers the relationship with the crew very differently and offered to submit to a blood alcohol test, although none was administered. He's free on his own recognizance and due back in court on the 27th of October. When he's not offering political commentary in the media, Bass is a public relations professional. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Garmin's Ben Kowalski explains the operating philosophies which drove the design of the new Garmin G3000, which was unveiled yesterday in Orlando on the eve of NBAA 2009. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.